Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
KZN traffic officials have arrested a truck driver who they say was 18 times over the legal alcohol limit. The Provincial Transport Sindabesenhle Sibiya says a member of the Road Traffic Inspectorate pulled a man over during a routine check on the N3 near Tugela Plaza this morning.
A no-nonsense and energized RTI member from Van Rynien Station has arrested a truck driver with alcohol content in his blood 18 times over the legal limit.
Sibiya says the roadblocks under the Nenzanela Isweni law enforcement operation are aimed at protecting road users from reckless and irresponsible drivers.
This is part of an ongoing effort to save people's lives as we are already in the festive season, and the hashtag Nenzanela Isweni operation will continue even after the festive season.
Much of KZN's facing a triple whammy of bad weather, with a severe thunderstorm set to usher in heavy rains, damaging winds and hail today. The SA Weather Service has upgraded its warning from level 2 to level 4.
Our chances of rain are quite promising, with an 80% chance of showers and thundershowers for KZN today. With those thundershowers, we're expecting some of the thunderstorms to become severe. And therefore, we do have an alert for severe thunderstorms. It is a yellow level 4 alert.
Forecaster Tandiwe Gumere says that warning covers most of the province.
Some areas would have already received some rain this morning, and more rain is still expected to come through this afternoon, proceeding into the evening. With that being said, the thunderstorms will also be accompanied by hail, strong damaging winds, as well as lightning. So we do plead with the public to please take the necessary precautions and please stay safe during this period.
Meanwhile, Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane has urged South African parliaments to take bold, people-centred action against the climate crisis. She addressed the symposium of the SADC Parliamentary Forum Plenary Assembly in Durban. Simelane says those most affected by climate disasters are rural communities and residents of informal and peri-urban settlements located in floodplains, steep slopes, wetlands and fire-prone areas.
Climate change is no longer a distant environmental concern, but it is a developmental crisis. It is a human settlement crisis. It is an infrastructure crisis. It is also a socio-economic and a governance crisis, and this is across the Southern African development community. It is increasingly becoming a human security crisis.
And Netflix apparently wants to buy TV and film group Warner Brothers Discovery. Bloomberg is reporting that the streaming giants made an offer. Joining Paramount, Skydance and Comcast, the owner of NBC Universal, in round two of an auction. Warner Brothers Discovery is the parent company of HBO, CNN and the Warner Brothers Film Studio. The group officially put itself up for sale in October. According to the report, Netflix, the world's largest streaming service, is working on a bridge loan totaling tens of billions of dollars to finance the potential acquisition. Another look at our lead story. KZN traffic officials have arrested a truck driver who they say was 18 times over the legal alcohol limit. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.